This is Ozarks at Large. Most school homecomings are centered around high school or college alumnus. This weekend, a different kind of homecoming, preschool. Community Preschool has been an operating nonprofit since at least the mid-1970s in Fayetteville. Some of the first attendees are now in their 30s, and their parents, well, older than that. The school has been a landmark on Leverett Avenue in Fayetteville for more than three decades. This week, Molly Jensen, a member of the school's board, and Debbie Bennett, lead teacher and curriculum coordinator, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about the school then and now. Molly Jensen says the mission of the school remains to offer high-quality childcare at reasonable prices.
We also have several places through which we're licensed. We're a Better Beginnings school, and so they require us to have certain things to meet their requirements. We're also an ABC school, which is Arkansas Better Chance, and they have certain requirements that we have to meet, and they're all educationally directed. And things like blocks and manipulatives, there's a lot of empirical evidence for early childhood that these are things that children need to develop their cognitive skills, develop their imagination, be able to help them learn to make decisions.
And cool. We do have people who come to watch us teach, and we have to have 8 learning centers read stories, at least, you know, 2 or 3 books an hour, which we're reading constantly to the kids.
Mm-hmm. This is a 501c3 as well.
Yes.
This is nonprofit.
Yes. We've been a nonprofit since 1976. That's the earliest date that we can find in our records. We've been in our current location, which is 1502 North Leverett, since 1977. We have a conditional use permit on the wall that's crumbling because, you know, you have to have it, and we got that in 1977. So our current location has been 35 years, which is kind of why we're doing this homecoming, because it's a 35-year anniversary. And we know that we've been in existence longer than that, and we know that we've been in two other locations. But again, because the institutional memory isn't there, we're not 100% sure about all of that.
You mentioned the homecoming. That takes place Saturday, and you're looking for people who – well, it's open to the public, but you're hoping that you'll have some former students, because if you've been there at least since 1977, so you're looking for former students or former – or parents who had
– Yeah. And employees, teachers, and directors, and board members.
We'd like anybody
– We'd love everybody to come.
Yep. Anybody in the public is welcome to come. If you're interested in maybe pursuing community preschool for your child now, we'd love you to come, or just if you're interested in the general public. But we would really love to see parents and children who participated at some level, and teachers with community preschool, because we'd like to do a big timeline and have people come and mark where they were and, you know, how long they were there and who their teacher was, and give us some stories about their experience at community preschool. And we'd like to increase some of our involvement with the community, or increase the community's involvement with us.
Definitely.
What we do know about the history is that it kind of developed out of a need for parents who needed a place to take children after they were too old for the infant development center at the university. So it sort of was a kind of a grassroots beginning.
It started out as a community cooperative. And a very good friend of mine was one of the first whose child went there, and she is now, I believe, 35 years old. And she remembers it very well. I had a teacher who taught 5 years ago whose daughter came to visit her mom while she was teaching, and she ran through the school to the back playground and saw that old tree and the 2 swings and just said, from the height that I am now and the height I was when I was going to school here, everything looks different, but I do remember that tree.
And the swings.
I do remember the swings.
How funny.
Yes.
Yeah, so we believe, the Infant Development Center is one of the most amazing child care facilities we have on campus. My daughter went there, and of course, they have a new exciting facility.
Yes, they do.
And Doug is the director of that, and they're going to do great things. They're opening up lots of slots. But at the time, they aged out. Whatever semester your child turned 3, they could no longer go. And so we believe, like you said, that some parents got together and said, we want our kids to have a similar experience but for an older age, and continue to prepare them for kindergarten. And so, so we're just really grateful to those parents who had that vision.
And their brains are sponges at 3 years old, and that's where they develop, you know, from infancy to 4 or 5 years old. So when you get that cooperative and you have those children bring, or those parents bring as early as 3 to 5, and the cooperative where the parents unite together and they know each other, which we have that going on at the preschool right now, I enjoy watching the parents talk to each other, talk to the people in the community about community preschool, talk about how we do with the public schools, with Head Start, just to tell them what we're doing. And so also it also involves other schools as well.
But, you know, you look back to the years that community preschool probably began, Fayetteville's population was probably around 32, 33,000. University student population was about 14,000. Yeah. But even in that same building, so I'm sure there you could be a bigger.
Absolutely.
That's what we're looking for.
Our growth is limited by our facility. And, you know, a lot of people don't know who we are or haven't heard of us. But many people probably remember last spring there was a flood on Leverett, and we were the preschool that flooded. Mm. So people are like, who are you? I'm like, we're the preschool that flooded. They're like, oh, I know. I heard about that on the news. So that was us. So, yes, we're limited by our physical space. And so we would actually like to continue to grow. We don't want to become huge, but with our current staff, we could not grow the staff very much, continue to offer high-quality childcare, and serve more students, serve more kids. I mean, there's a huge community out there that requires affordable childcare, and with a bigger space, we could certainly have more kids.
The homecoming.
Yes.
It's Saturday. It's at 1502 North Leverett.
Yes.
It's at the preschool.
That's right.
And you've mentioned it's open to everybody. What time?
It starts at 5 o'clock and ends at 8 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to have live music by Michael Tisdale and the Union. And we're going to have hot dogs and drinks, lemonade, iced tea, water. Just you can bring your own packed lunch. Bring a chair. Bring
a blanket to sit on.
Do all these great things, and you know, stick around. If you feel it's too hot, go inside and look around the preschool. You may want to generate some memories if you've been there, or maybe you want to bring your child.
Any chance any of the band members are alums? You call?
Yes, they are. In fact,
really,
one of the singers, I believe he's a singer, he plays the guitar, is a parent at community preschool, and he is doing that. He is bringing his band to community preschool to help us have this great homecoming.
One final question. You mentioned that you read a couple of books an hour. What are good books for the 3 to 5 year old set? Can you give me a couple of titles that are just really that you'd recommend?
I can say The Kissing Hand. That's how I start out my school year, is to help the children transition from the family members, and I start out with The Kissing Hand at the beginning. Another one is They Love Dr. Seuss. I loved the cat
in the hat.
Happy to
hear that he's still in vogue.
Yes, and we like to celebrate his birthday if you're asking for two. I have many more.
Richard,
the kids bring the books to me that they choose for the most part that we have out in every center. Like I said, 7 or 8 centers. And they plop right in my lap and say, would you read this to me? And of course I will.
So it starts at 5. It's at 1502 North Leverett. That's where community preschool is. And if people want to know more, is there a web presence for it?
Yes, it's communitypreschool1@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, send us an email.
Okay. Molly Jensen is a member of the board of directors at Community Preschool in Fayetteville. Debbie Bennett is the preschool's lead teacher. The homecoming for the school begins Saturday at 5 at the school on Leverett Avenue in Fayetteville.